back Melbourne.
Jet Steve, Kilo Z4, Mike.
Hey, Tom, how we doing, buddy?
Upright on the same planet, if that makes any difference.
Hey, vertical is a step in the right direction. Oh, hey, what happened on the trailer?
As of yet, still trying to find it a permanent home.
Well, like I said, you can bring it over there temporary. What is her call sign?
Zulu 4 Mike.
Call sign numb nuts, I'm talking about you.
About Kilo November 4, Lima Bravo Oscar, KN4LBO.
I could not remember the suffix, doggone it. Hey, is LBO looking, is she still working on the evenings down in Simpsonville?
Affirmative, she's probably listening to us right now as she is making her way home from work. Sharon, are you listening?
I expected. She wouldn't acknowledge us because she's a little higher class than we are there, bud. Oh, no, some buddies of mine and I are going by there Wednesday afternoon about 2 o'clock. And we're going to use the facilities there. And I just wonder if she might be around that area at that time.
Negative. She will be working her day job. Well, I say that. I don't really know because her day job has now switched. She starts a new day job on Monday, but her hours are pretty much going to be there during the day and down at the gun shop at night. But she did come home with Daddy a new toy the other day that you definitely got to play with.
Tom, let's keep this G-rated.
G-rated. It's a G-40, a Glock 40.
Hey, have you found any ammo for it?
They don't have a shortage right now on 10mm.
The cal the same as 10mm?
No, it's not a 40 cal. It's a Glock Model 40, which is a full-framed 10mm that they use for hunting deer and stuff. I don't know if Glock making a rifle.
I have to start calling you Sonny Crockett.
Sometimes it's good to have a significant other who shares a lot of your likes and loves and works in a great toy shop.
Yeah, but she propped that home and said it was for you, but now is she going to let you shoot it?
Yeah. With whoever was trying to come in there, try it again.
KI4DOS.
Jump in there.
I'll step over and let you have it in just a second. Yeah, Steve. Yeah, she actually has turned it over to me. It's in the back seat right now.
Hot dog, baby. Well, we're going down there Wednesday at about 1:30 or 2 o'clock. Me and some friends, and we're gonna go do a little banging away too. So, come on and join us if you get a chance. Go ahead, Gary. Take it away.
Tom, you can tell her to bring me a barrel for a 6.5 Grendel and a couple of mags. I've got the rest of it here at the house.
You're going to have to talk to her about that, but she can probably hook you up. They may not have it, but she knows where to get it. Trust me, that's where she's found parts for my older model pistols that I've had, and she enjoys searching, so you're going to have to yell at her.
I never hear her on the radio. I've got the lower, the lowers, but I've got the...
Have a good night, sir.
Thank you.
You got it?
Yeah. I got the 5.56, Bushmaster 50, and I'm wanting to get me a barrel and a couple of mags for the 6.5 Grendel. And I don't know why I want all that, I just do.
Hey, Gary, did I hear you say a 50 in there? What kind of 50 are you talking about?
That Bushmaster on the AR, same lower as 5.56 and 2.23 and all the rest of them.
No, is that a 50 Action Express or is that a 50 BMG or what is it?
Gosh, I can't remember off the top of my head. It's the Bushmaster, whichever one that is.
Just a second, I'm going to run into the store. KZ4M.
A 50 BMG is that 50 caliber Browning machine gun round. It's about 4 or 5 inches long. And then a 50 Action Express is only about an inch and a half.
Then it's a small one. The lower is a multi-caliber lower receiver, and that's the reason I said that they could just bring me the barrel for the other one, because the lower fits all three of them, and that's what I got there at the house right now. And I told the wife I was going to get me the other barrel and a couple of mags for it. And she laughed at me. She said, "You don't need it." I said, "Didn't say I needed it. I said I wanted it."
It's amazing how, when we get a little bit older, our lusts change.
Yeah, no doubt about that. But now, my son and daughter-in-law bought me the 5.56 in a. You know, brought it down there in pieces, and we sat there at the kitchen table and put them together. He bought him a 6.5 Grendel, and we put them all together, and then we went to the range and run through a couple hundred rounds real quick, and we had a lot of fun. Then I went later and got the 50, and now. He built the 6.5 Grendel, and as I was building the 5.56, and Joy's got pictures of us, and she sent them to Anthony, my oldest son up in Charlotte, and he's the one that bought the stuff to start with, and she said, Dad and son playing Legos, and it wasn't with Lego blocks, so.
What, you cannot beat that kind of camaraderie between a father and a son at any age.
How hard did they?
Well, listen, I got to run in and get some jars, some ball jars, for my wife and take them back home because she is... putting up some peach preserves for me. And I'm going to tell you something. This winter, when I got some fresh peach preserves that I can tear into, I'm going to be very appreciative. So let me run in and grab these jars, bud. And Tom will be back on there in a minute. And I will talk to you again soon. Maybe I'll probably be back out in about 5 minutes or so. So anyhow, KN4 VWA, clear for the time being.
Let the man on the mountain have his turn. Well, I just went out and picked up a Zaxby salad for supper tonight. That's what the wife and our friend Barbara from Statesville wanted. So I went up there and got them some supper, and I'm headed to the house now. I should be home before you get back out, I guess. But good talking to you. You take care, 73, and we'll talk to you later. KN4BWA, KI4DOS Mobile.
It's 4 Mike, is mobile again.
Good. What are you out doing roaming around, Tom?
Run to the store before Sharon got home. I'll be tied up cooking and dancing and frolicking when she gets there, so... I know I won't get back out again.
Yeah, that's a good thing. No doubt about it. Our friend Barbara came down from Statesville with her husband Rick. Had some stuff there. His mom and dad's place, or his mom passed away here a while back, and they finally sold her place, so he's up there cleaning it out. But she wanted to come down and visit for a few days, so I ran out to grab us some supper, and I'm headed back to the house now. But I guess all is well. Can't complain about anything. You going to be at the test session Saturday?
Right now, that is my plan. Hopefully somebody will show up this month. We didn't have anybody show up last month. But I was going to tell you that Sharon did get her AWRL-VE credentials. She's still waiting on the ones from West Cars. But unfortunately, she's got to work Saturday, so she can't be there with me. But she's going to start being a staple when it falls on her days off.
Cool. I'm glad to hear that. It's always good to have a few extra folks that are available to help out. And, she will be more than welcome, I'm sure. I missed last month. I just flat forgot about it. I didn't open my email up in time to see Steve's email. And I said, oh, well. So I sent him a message saying, telling him I was sorry I missed it. He told me that, there wasn't anybody to show up. But that's only the, I'm trying to think, I think it's the second time that nobody showed up since I've been doing it. And, that happens occasionally.
That was the first time for me at a West Cars that nobody had showed up. But, there were four of us VEs there and nobody testing. And we waited until that sun got up and started beating down on the parking lot. And I said, okay, old fat man's got to go. And then we all just peeled out.
That's all you can do. But at least they were there, and, they were they were available in case anybody wanted to take the test. And but I'm looking forward to seeing you come Saturday, whether Sharon's with you or not. You'll have to tell her that I will miss her for not being there. But there'll be other times. But anyhow, I'm fixing to pull into the driveway here at the house and put this vehicle in its favorite parking spot and go in and see these two ladies I got to feed this evening. So you have a good evening. I'll say 73 to you for now. Go home and cook Sharon something good to eat. We'll talk to you later, Tom. Enjoy it. KZ4M, KI4DOS Mobile.
Before you go, Gary, that didn't take long because they ain't got no canning jars and I'm in trouble. I gotta find some. Help!
Gary, well, there ain't no question she is the best part of me, so, I'm sure you'd rather see her show up than me, but, I look forward to seeing the crew Saturday, too, so hopefully everything will work out. There's a couple of tournaments, but I'm not obligated to them, and I'm obligated to West Cars, so I'm going to try to make sure that I keep that standing up. So it was good talking to you. You guys enjoy your supper. And, if you ever need me for anything, all you got to do is give me a yell. I'll say 73, KZ4M.
Deal. Y'all take care. And we'll talk to y'all later. And, Steve, I don't know where you went, but if there's a Family Dollar or Dollar General or something like that anywhere close, they've had those jars. I don't know what size she's using, the jelly jars or the pints or whatnot, but we bought a lot of jars. Joy does a lot of canning with the vegetables out of the garden, so you can go try that. Well, I'll put this thing in its favorite parking spot, and I'll talk to you gentlemen later. Enjoy it. 73, KZ4M and KN4BWA, KI4DOS Mobile Clear.
Are you looking for pints or cords?
Maybe
you still don't want to talk to me. That's all right. Last time I was in DG, they had pine quartz in Gownsville, and they had some quartz over in Campobello. So I don't know. Good luck and happy hunting. I hope you find some. And it was good talking to you. If you need me, give me a call on the phone. You know how to get in touch with me, brother. KZ4M Mobile is going to be clear. I'll be clear because I'm destinating.
Hey, Tom. I'm on the phone with the boss right now. I'll be right back in there just in a minute.
Boss is better looking than you are. I'll just I'll stand by.
Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
Mr. Gary, I hope you're doing well.
Probably doing very well. Just on the road here, heading from Piedmont back up to home. I've been spending the evening with Lisa and had a nice time, and so just heading home.
Took a run to the store to try to pick some stuff up so I can cook supper for the better half, who is actually making her way home from her second job. And I think I beat her home. Yay!
Tell her to bring me home a toy.
End or the blunt end?
I don't know what day it is. This afternoon, I might take the pointy end because I can't find these blasted jars. Worst part of the problem is, she's already started making the stuff and just sent me out for the jars. And it's going to be done here in a little bit, and I'm going to not have her any jars.
You heard me before, Steve. The DG had both pints and quartz in Gownsville a couple weeks ago when I was in there. And I know last week when I was in Campobello, they had the quartz. So I don't know what you're looking for, but try Family Dollar or Dollar General or any of them areas.
Yeah, I just pulled into the DG in Byron Springs.
I'm there and clear them out. Are you looking for pints or quartz?
At this point, I don't care.
Roger. Well, good luck, buddy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Gary, I didn't mean to jump in on you, but Tom will tell you the fix that I'm in here. I got to run. I'm in front of the DG. I'll talk to y'all a little bit later. KN4VWA. Clear.
Yeah, no problem. And I was wondering what this exotic store was, the DG. I hadn't heard that. Oh, I got it now. 73. Yes, indeed. I've been listening, so I know the problem. I know the issue. So, all right. Well, I just wanted to say hey. Heard you on the radio, Tom, and won't hold you. Go ahead. Get in there and get cooking. Good to hear you on the air, and we'll talk to you later. KZ4M, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Well, I'm glad you had a good visit, and I've just been running around like a chicken with my head cut off. Started a new job, trying to figure out how to quit the new job, and multiple other problems popped up at the same time.
Get together and bring each other up to speed. We'll do that sometime soon. 73.
73 there, Gary. Neighbor's pulling up. I'm disappointed. I thought that was Sharon, but it's not. So you have a good evening, and you name it, call me. Kilo Z4 Mike's going to be clear.
Well, Yankee, clear and listening.
KY48.
Name again?